Tom, it has been said, school's out for summer, but obviously not for everybody. What happens in the Lorain City Schools during the summer?
Oh, we have a lot of things going on. We have probably 30 or 40 summer programs for students where probably over half of our students are involved, and that includes busing them, feeding them. We have a lot of remedial programs. We have a lot of enrichment programs. We have students going to NASA. We've got students going to Case Western Reserve. We got a number of students going out to Lorain County Community College, and they're busy all summer. That's the student side. On the adult side, we have to refurbish our buildings, get everything clean, ready to go for next year. And then we've got a number of business items that we have to take care of, and we have a very small window because we are starting school week earlier next year.
Why is that, or when is that?
Most districts are starting a little earlier this year, and the reason is they've moved the testing window back, so we want to get as much instruction in prior to testing before the students have to do their work.
One thing I noticed, I believe scheduled for this summer is the demolition of a school that is pretty much vacant now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Lakeview School, and that was just on the board agenda a while back, and there's going to be, we just had the abatement and the demolition, and that's on the north side of town near Lakeview Park, and that's been vacant for a number of years since we opened up the new building, and it'll be down probably by fall, and that process has started. Last year we tore down the old Masson School, so this is the last of the old buildings. There's only one left that we're still using part of, and that's Lowell, but Lakeview will be coming down this summer.
Another item that's been in the news recently is budget projections. An anticipated shortfall. I see, too, the school boards decided not to go for a levy at this time. What's the status of a financial update, if you would, and also the decision not to go for a levy?
What we've decided is the projection that we have is an absolute worst-case scenario. It is with a lot more enrollment loss. We project it on the high side and without any reductions at all. So we passed the levy about 2 years ago. So what we're looking at doing is taking a look internally, adjusting our staff to right size the district depending on our enrollment, taking a look at a number of things to see where we can save money. And we have a number of people retiring and resigning this year for various reasons, and we think through attrition we'll be able to almost take care of that amount of money. And then hopefully we have just retained a firm to help us on our enrollment side and retain students and increase our enrollment, or at least maintain our enrollment, which will help. And then at that point, then we have to do our due diligence internally before we go back to the public for asking for any additional funding.
The state has been involved with the school system for, correct me if I'm wrong, for about a year. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Correct.
And where do things stand now?
When they developed a plan last year, which everybody's read about, and it's been a very cooperative venture, and the school board and the commission and my staff has worked very close with them. We've gone ahead with what we needed to do and implementing their plan. We're already on the right track. They have had a big team in here in May, and they were here for a week and evaluated the whole district. And they're going to come up with a report sometime in July, which will guide the new plan. And they publicly reported that they saw a turn of events here, that there is the culture is changing to for higher expectations for students, and we're headed in the right direction. We have our curriculum in place, so we're on the road to recovery, we believe. And they, I'm sure, will point out a number of areas that we hopefully were very aware of that we just need to put more work into, because you can't do everything at once. You do implement over time.
A couple of weeks ago, you were among quite a few Lorain County superintendents attending a session at Lorain County Community College, addressing everything from unfunded mandates to education reform, local control. School superintendents may be a little hesitant to be out there in front so vocally, yet all of you were there that day taking kind of a firm stand, so to speak. Why did you decide to get involved, and how did that come to be?
This has been a long discussion with the superintendents in the county for a number of years now. And Lorain County is a good microcosm of the state of Ohio. We have urban districts all the way to very rural districts and everything in between. All the districts here represent a number of items. But we all have some common interests. And some of the common interests are the unfunded mandates, some of the funding issues and how they've chosen to make those decisions on how to fund us. And have some deductions from our budget, because it's very difficult the way it's set up right now to project. You always say, how do you know you're not run out of money? How can you know that? Well, a lot of times you don't know what your funding is going to be, because they may change at the end of January, 1st of February. And the problem with the school district is you've already committed to most of your money is in staffing. You've already committed to those folks in August, and it isn't like you can lay them off mid-year. They've got to finish the school year. So all of us together took a stand and of trying to get other people involved, and just it's more of an awareness. Here's where we're at. Are you aware of this? Because when we did this survey, we discovered that a lot of our communities just don't understand a lot of the issues. They read a headline or they read a story, but it's a little bit deeper than some of those. So what we're trying to do is educate people, ask questions, and ask your legislators, because that they are really the ones who control our money, control our curriculum, control the direction that the school districts go now. And that was the thought behind all of what we're attempting to do.
If you were king for a day, what would you do if you were a state lawmaker?
I think public school system is the greatest thing that made this country great. Equal opportunity for every student. And to stabilize the funding so at least you can do projections over time without having to go back to the public every year or every 2 years. One of the problems, of course, is the value of property, and this is nothing new, but to equalize that so that there's a consistent stream of funding that you know. One of the issues in Lorain we have is we're capped because of the state budget, so we can't get any more money because of the way it is. So if we get more students, we're capped. We don't get any additional money. Where other schools, if they get additional students, they would get additional money. So that it's just one of the quirks in the law that unfairly hurts not just us. There's a number of districts in our situation, but that would be the biggest, because at that point then we could stabilize and plan over time of where we need to be.
You mentioned the school year starting earlier, new testing. What kind of adjustments and how difficult is it for either staff or teachers to make those kinds of adjustments into what they're going to do and how they're going to do it?
It's going to be an adjustment because we're going from paper and pencil tests to online tests. Lorain piloted a number of those tests, and we've been interviewed on the challenge there. So you've got to make sure they have the devices and they have all the technology and it's seamless because the students are used to paper and pencil. The other huge change is this coming year will be the last year for the Ohio graduation test at the high school. This year's freshmen will now be taking what's called end of course exams, and there'll be 7 classes that they're all required to take for graduation, and there are such things as algebra, geometry, English language 1, English language 2, American government, American history, and at the conclusion of that course they will take an end of course exam, and they will have to pass 7 of those to be eligible to graduate, as opposed to the Ohio graduation test. So there's some major adjustments there, because we don't know what's going to be on those new tests. You know, Ohio graduation tests, when we started those, we had to make an adjustment there after we found out what they were looking for and adjust our instruction. We have a good idea what's going to be on them, and we all the superintendents and all the curriculum people and all the teachers talk about it all the time. So it's a big shift and a big change for our students as well as our staff to make sure that we're adjusting to what's needed for students to succeed.